Warning, this Mac is reaching dangerous audio level. Warning, prepare to evacuate.
Welcome to the Smackcast. I am Flip Satchel, at Satchel Patch on Twitter and Flip Satchel on Facebook. Don't forget to check out the website getsmack.com. Follow us on Twitter at Smack Apparel and like the Smack Apparel Facebook page. It's another special edition Smackcast with TJ Reeves and Brett Stats Norsworthy. Get the numbers from Stats, use them in the Pick'em contest, hell, use them at the bookie if you want, but that's on you. Here are the games. Kansas State is favored by 12.5 over Baylor. Stanford and Oregon, Oregon's a 20.5-point favorite. Wisconsin and Ohio State, 2-point favorite in that matchup. Brett, give us the numbers. TJ, take it away.
All right, Flip, thanks very much. Time to get into the games with a guy that knows the numbers. Stats, good to be back with you. I know you're getting ready for Ole Miss and LSU in Baton Rouge, but the three games that we're interested in trying to pick against the spread have to do with a big-time battle in the Big Ten and then the two top teams in the country in Kansas State and Oregon. So forgive me, we're not going to do an SEC game this week. Is that okay? You're still going to go through with the Smackcast here? Is that all right?
I'm more than okay with it because the college football world really got a shakeup last weekend with Johnny Manziel and A&M's first trip ever to Tuscaloosa, and it left the remaining undefeateds, and there's four of them, and we'll talk about one that's kind of the forgotten undefeated. We'll talk about them first. That's Ohio State as they go to Camp Randall.
All right, let's talk about that matchup and Ohio State coming off the bye. And obviously earlier in the year, Wisconsin was having some problems, struggling scoring, but they seem to have righted the ship. Do you have a couple of numbers here while we go into the predictions of this game?
Well, just amazing what Brett Bielema did on the fly. He let go his offensive line coach, very good one, and Mike Markson, a guy I know very well, let him go really early in the season. And this still matches up the number two versus number four rushing offenses in the Big Ten. That's Big Ten football, running the ball at this time of year, controlling the clock, keeping your defense rested. And for Ohio State, 100 years of Big Ten football, and they're that forgotten one of four remaining unbeaten.
Yeah, and unfortunately for them, I keep talking about their stupidity a year ago of not going ahead and accepting the bowl ban, because now you would be in a position to not only win the Big Ten, but to be in the conversation for the BCS title game if you continue to win, and you could win the Big Ten championship game. They can't have any of that there for the postseason.
Yeah, that's a good point that you've made consistently, TJ. And as early as you know they started conversation with Urban Meyer last year, I'm surprised that Urban Meyer didn't signal to them, do something like that, or I might not be as interested. He may not have known he had this good a team. But one thing Urban Meyer does know, when he gets an open date, he's almost automatic. After a week off, 32-2, Urban Meyer's been as a head coach the only two losses. He lost at Bowling Green to Miami of Ohio, and he lost with the Gators to Florida State in 2007. When he gets an open date, he comes back, he's almost automatic. Look out in Wisconsin, because there's no love lost between these two programs, and Wisconsin relies on recruiting Ohio youngsters.
All right, so there you go. There's some numbers there on the Ohio State-Wisconsin game. Let's move to Oregon and Stanford. And, you know, I think we almost take for granted that Oregon has been as successful as they've been. But when you start looking on paper at 55 points per game on average, 55 points per game with the way that they can score, you know, what other worthy numbers do we have here with Stanford coming into this matchup?
Well, Stanford, almost 20-point underdog, and for them to win, TJ, you'd have to think they would have to score 28, 31, 34, something like that, minimum. But one of the underrated aspects for Oregon is their defense. Yeah, they get plenty of points on offense, but I think their defense can be rugged enough when they have to be, and I think they learned that out of the national championship game against Auburn. I guarantee you, if they end up holding the crystal ball, Chip Kelly will pay a lot of deference, not necessarily to Auburn and to the SEC, but being in that game and understanding just a little more physicality. We knew that night they had the speed. We know they had the speed. We know they have the skill position guys, but the big guys that can move on defense, I think he learned from that game he had to get a little more on defense, and their special teams.
Well, and yeah, they held Cam Newton and Auburn down a little bit that night. And of course, they went head to head with LSU a year ago, and LSU scored a defensive touchdown and I believe also had a kickoff return for a touchdown in that game. But they're better defensively than I think a lot of people realize. It's just that the offense is that crazy. Isn't one of the big keys for Stanford in this game when you're talking about numbers? Stephon Taylor, the running back, is averaging 5 yards a carry. In fact, they've got, along with the quarterback Hogan, who's come in the last couple of games, they've got three different guys averaging almost 5 yards a carry. Running the ball and taking time off the clock and shortening the game, that's going to be a big stat to keep an eye on, right?
Well, to mix metaphors, they have to go into the four corners and take the air out of the ball. It's the only way they can have a chance to win. And I don't mean steal it at the end, but just keep it a really narrow game. And what Coach Shaw and Stanford have been able to do after Coach Harbaugh laid the foundation for that program, it's really a body of work in the head coaching staff position that's been accomplished at Stanford and at Oregon that really needs to be highly acclaimed for Mike Bellotti to leave it to Chip Kelly, for Jim Harbaugh to leave it to Shaw. It's really remarkable.
Yeah, they've been able to keep up the tradition. All right, do you have a worthy stat here on this one, Oregon and Stanford? Do you like the win stat for Oregon? It's kind of remarkable.
You better score a lot of points. To think about averaging 50, 54, 55 points a game, you just can't get in a shootout with them. It's got to be a defensive game. Somehow Stanford has to keep it in the 20s. It'd be tough.
And again, Oregon has won 13 in a row, which they've never done, so they're going for an unprecedented 14th win in a row, even in that unbeaten season. Remember, there was no Pac-12 championship game a couple of years ago when they won 12 in a row that year and then got beat in the title game, so they've never won 14 in a row. So they're kind of the old Captain Kirk, boldly going where the Oregon Ducks have never gone before with this many wins. We'll see if they can keep it up on Saturday night. Again, it's the SmackCast here. It's the big breakdown of Brett Norsworthy is with me, TJ Reeves here, and we're breaking down the three games that we're going to be selecting there from Smack Apparel. Did you have one more note on Oregon Stanford?
And you know, somewhere in the research development design department at Nike, they will have commemorative uniforms for 14 in a row.
They'll figure out something. Yes. Well, I think during the 14 wins in a row, that will have been 14 different uniform and helmet combinations, too, for Oregon. They seem to be able to work it out.
Maybe the team MVP at Oregon is the equipment manager.
Yes, keep track of all of that stuff. All right, so the big showdown in the Big 12 involves number one Kansas State playing at Baylor. So give me a couple of worthy stats from this game.
Number one for Kansas State, and we've talked about Bill Snyder in the first act, the second act, and he continues it this second act. Hard to top what he did in the first one, but darn if he's not doing it. Number one in the BCS. And Colin Klein can become the first quarterback from a BCS AQ school to rush for 20 touchdowns and throw for 10 in multiple seasons. But the Colin Klein of the defense for Kansas State is what Arthur Brown's doing on defense. 69 tackles for a team that you think mostly offense for Kansas State. But what they did last week against a good TCU, not a great TCU team, but a good TCU team, in Fort Worth, to be able to squeeze that win out. They got the 14th best defense nationally. Arthur Brown on defense is just as valuable as Colin Klein on offense.
And for Baylor, they are the second most productive offense in all of college football. Let me say that again. Art Briles' team is averaging 542 yards a game. That's the second most productive offense in the country. The real rub is, can they stop Kansas State? If they're not able to stop Kansas State, then they're going to need all 540 yards and a whole bunch of points, right? That's the point.
They will, and I know some people say it feels a little bit like the Friday night Iowa State-Oklahoma State game last year. This one's going to be on Saturday. I know a lot of people think it's going to be a little bit like that. I just don't know if Baylor can stop Kansas State enough.
We'll see if that is the case. All right, so these are the three matchups: Wisconsin hosting Ohio State, Oregon at home, where they've been so deadly in the Pac-12 playing Stanford, and K-State on the road at Baylor. Those are our three games for the SmackCast here. Brett Norsworthy, I always appreciate the insight. We thank you for that. Good luck to your Rebels there as they take on LSU on Saturday as you're part of the Ole Miss radio broadcast, and we appreciate the time here.
Thank you, TJ, and happy Thanksgiving to one and all.
Now you have the numbers. Use them as you see fit. Thanks again, TJ and Brett. Don't forget to check out our website, GetSmack.com. Follow us on Twitter, at Smack Apparel, and like the Smack Apparel Facebook page. I am Flip Satchel, at Satchel Patch on Twitter, and Flip Satchel on Facebook. Good luck in the Pick'em contest.
The Smackcast with Flip Satchel.